through this period in an uplifted way. And we really, really could uplift the moments of our daily life. I want to conclude with a beautiful story about the Rebbe Maharash. Rebbe Maharash, whose birthday is today. So I want to two little stories that happened at the exact same time. And one of them is interestingly related to health and wellness, very interestingly. And one's related to davening. But actually, first, Levi, bring me the igus over there. I found a very interesting letter today where the Rebbe writes to a professor in Israel who was asking about the history of the Chabad Rebbe's. And the Rebbe writes to him about the date of the Alter Rebbe's birth, the year of it, and so on and so forth. And then the Rebbe says to him, the letter is 1959, it's written. The Rebbe says, you asked me about the fourth Rebbe. So the Rebbe says that there's a book which already published about his life and times. It's actually the Rebbe himself authored in the early 40s. And then the Rebbe says, it is known in the family. Listen to this. It's known in the family, and certain Hasidim know this also, that the Rebbe Maharash would sometimes write in Latin, he would sometimes write prescriptions when people were sick. And the Rebbe says that he would write in the medical jargon of the day, even though he never went to university, he did not have a medical degree, but in his library he had many medical books, many of which were not in Hebrew, and he had a very keen understanding of the workings of the human body, and he had insight into healing, into medicine and healing. And he actually would write prescriptions in Latin using the medical jargon of the day. It's very interesting. Anyway, that's the Rebbe Maharash, whose birth is today. And I want to share with you, so two stories. There was a Hasidish town called Nevel. Nevel was known in the Nevel, the Hasidim. They were not always polished, sometimes rough around the edges, these Hasidim. They called it like it is and said it like it was, or the way they saw it, but they were salt of the earth, a heartfelt, devoted Hasidim who served Hashem with every fiber of their being. And these two young men showed up from Nevel in Lubavitch, came to the Rebbe Maharash. One was a big scholar, one was very learned, and the other was a very simple Jew. Very simple, unlettered, artless, uneducated, very simple Jew. And he was what you call like an Uber driver. You know, he had a wagon to take people from one place to the next. Very simple person. And these two people went into Yechidus at like the same time. And they each requested from the Rebbe a path in the service of Hashem. So the Rebbe tells the very, very sophisticated fellow, you should daven from a siddur. Look in the siddur, read every word from the siddur carefully. So this young man was very offended. He asks for, you know, he's Mr. Sophisticated, spiritual sophisticate. And the Rebbe is telling him to daven in a siddur, read every word in a siddur. So he tells the Rebbe, I would think that if I put a talus over my head and I would sway back and forth and pray with great fervor, that would be a more meaningful thing. So the Rebbe looked at him and he said, really, he said, you're such a fool? What? That you should intend to say Hallelujah on one of the trellises of the shul? The guy walked out of Yechid, he said, what the Rebbe is talking about? Say Hallelujah on a beam, on a trellis? What does the Rebbe mean? He went to the elder Chassidim, they said, do we know what the Rebbe meant? And the guy is sitting and thinking, and he remembered that a couple of weeks before, when he was davening, he had been walking back and forth in the shul, back and forth, back and forth. And he thought to himself, oh, it'd be really cool if I start the Hallelujah on this end of the shul, at this beam, and then finish the Hallelujah when I get to the other beam. And he realized that his arrogance had overtaken him, and he was too impressed with his davening sophistication. And the Rebbe Maharash, as Sadiqim, have the ability to see. I just told him, don't get carried away. You just daven from the siddur. And I was thinking about it, you know, my dear friends, let's daven from the siddur. Let's utilize this time to daven from a siddur. Look inside, read the words carefully, grammatically correct. Just try to think what they mean. Don't fly into the sky. This will be a very meaningful way for us to daven, and it will put wings on our prayers, and will make our davening more meaningful. I'm very, very sure of that. Now, the other young man who went in, a very, very simple fellow wagon driver, the Rebbe Maharash told him, I think you should buy yourself a Tanakh. Tanakh, you know, the Nevi'im, and you should, the guy couldn't read Hebrew, didn't understand Hebrew, he could read it. And he says, buy with Ivritach. Buy with Ivritach. It's like, you know, today's day and age, you'll buy an elucidated with translating it into Yiddish. And any free moment you have, you should read from this book. Okay? Simple Jew, doesn't ask questions, never told him he should read Tanakh all day. So in between, he would drop off his passengers. People would get in the wagon. And off the wagon, he would read Tanakh. And this is how he went through. This went on for a number of months. On one particular winter evening, it was biting cold, freezing cold. He came home after a long day of transporting people from this side of town to that side of town. And he took off his heavy fur coat. And he draped it over the cradle where the baby was. And he began to warm himself at a fire and sit down to try to have some dinner, drink some hot soup. And then he went back to take his coat off, and he realized that he had suffocated the baby because of the heavy fur coat. He began to scream and yell and went crazy. And his wife ran out, there was no phones those days, and she ran to call the doctor in Neville. She came back 10 minutes later, and the dead baby is alive in his father's hands. Everything's fine. And so what's going on over here? He said, I don't know, I was reading today, you know, they never told me I should read from the Tanakh. So today I was reading the story of Elisha. And Elisha, he blew life into the nostrils of the baby. So he said, I don't know. I figured if the baby died, I just read the story an hour ago, I'm going to do what Elisha did. Probably it was called mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's probably what he did. But how would he know to do mouth-to-mouth? Never heard. Who heard of mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in 1880? Who heard of such a thing? 1875. So here, the Rebbe Rav Maharash told him, you read Tanakh. And as a Rebbe, as Lichtige Egen, the Rebbe sees, he read the Tanakh. I don't know how a Rebbe could know these things. Don't ask me these questions. I don't know how it works. But the fact is, he had read the story of Elisha just at the time he needed to read it. And as a result, he saved the life of his baby. And that's a story of the Rebbe Maharash. So the schus, the merit of the Rebbe Maharash should shield us.